Welcome to Just a Minute. Thank you. Hello, my name is Nicholas Parsons, and as the minute waltz fades away, once more it is my pleasure to welcome our many listeners, not only in the British Isles, but all those many people beyond our shores who listen and enjoy the show as well. And also, it's a great pleasure, of course, to welcome to the programme four exciting individual and talented players of the game. And seated on my right, we welcome back, after quite a long absence from the show, I'm delighted to say, one of our top lyricists, in fact, our most outstanding lyricist in the country, I think, and one most keen amateur cricketer, that is Tim Rice. And beside him, there's a very interesting and amusing and exuberant stand-up comedian who's Chris Neal. And seated on my left, the lovely, engaging, delightful comedienne, Linda Smith. And seated beside her, another talented comedian and also a comedy writer, Tony Hawkes. Please welcome all four of them. And as usual, I am going to ask them to speak on a subject that I will give them, and they will try and do that without hesitation, repetition, or deviation. Seated beside me is Janet Staplehurst, who's going to keep the score for me. She's going to blow a whistle when the 60 seconds have expired. And this particular edition of Just a Minute is coming from the lovely Mermaid Theatre, which is in Puddle Dock, which is in the centre of London near Blackfriars Bridge, and we have a fine metropolitan, cosmopolitan audience just dying for us to get started. So we'll begin the show with Tony Hawkes. Tony, the subject I have in front of me is what I have in common with the chairman. Your laughter indicates it's not going to be comfortable. You have 60 seconds as usual, starting now.
I have quite a lot in common with the chairman. We both have lucrative modelling contracts. Mine is for cutting-edge fashion garments, Nicholas mainly for slacks and slippers. We do also hang out in the same lap-dancing clubs on quite a lot of occasions, and he's a magnificent chairman of Just a Minute, Inc., the corporation, multinational as it happens, and we will make a fortune on this programme. I can't tell you how wealthy we are as a result of brilliant chairmanship running this particular enterprise of which I spoke some time ago. Well, I say, so, hello, I can't. Suicide.
Yeah, well done, attorney. Deserve the round of applause. Chris Neal, you challenged.
Yes, or hesitation.
Yes, it was hesitation, yes. Yeah. So you have a point for a correct challenge. You take over the subject. There are 23 seconds available. Chris, tell us something about what I have in common with the chairman, starting now.
What I have in common with the chairman of a small company in the West Midlands that produce plastic nuts and bolts is a fondness for the brown bits round the edge of a fried egg.
Tim, right, you're challenged.
Definite hesitation there.
I'm not so sure.
No, I don't think so, Tim. No, we enjoy keenness, Tim, but I think he's going and stole them. Chris, yeah. I just said that was an incorrect challenge.
Thank you.
So you have another point. You keep the subject, and there are 13 seconds available. What I have in common with the chairman, starting now.
What I have in common with the chairman of the board, as Frank Sinatra was known, is a common sobriquet, or sort of. He was known as one thing. I'm known as Old Four Eyes.
Right. Tony, challenge.
Repetition of known.
Yes, I was known. I was known. Right. Tony, a correct challenge. A point to you. 4 seconds. What I have in common with the chairman, starting now.
We love to walk hand in hand along the beach.
Yes, Tim, I think I know your challenge.
Hand in hand.
Schoolboy era, yes. Hawks. Yeah.
I thought you were going to have him for deviation, for taking the chairman's hand. Yeah. There's no reason in this game he wouldn't be deviating if he did that. Right. Tim, a correct challenge. We're going to hear from you before the end. You got in with only 2 seconds to go, starting now.
Charisma.
Chris, challenge.
Hesitation.
Because the audience enjoyed it so much, you get a bonus point for that interruption. But as Tim was interrupted, he gets a point, and he has 1 second on what I have in common with the German, starting now.
Well-hung pictures.
In this game, whoever is speaking as the whistle goes gains an extra point, and wasn't this, on this occasion, Tim Rice. And at the end of that round, Chris Neal and Tim Rice both have 3 points. They're in a strong lead ahead of Tony Hawkes and Linda Smith. And Tim, I'd like you to take the next round because the subject is Elvis Presley. I'm sure from your experience in the musical world, you can tell us a lot about that, starting now.
I wonder if you're lonesome tonight. You know, someone said the world's a stage and each must play a part. Fate had me playing love with you as my sweetheart. Act one was when we met. I loved you at first glance. You read your lines so cleverly and never missed a cue. Then came scene two. You seemed to change, acted strange, and why, I've never known. Honey, you lied when you said you loved me and I had no cause to doubt you. But I'd rather go on hearing your misdemeanors verbally than to go on living with...
Well, you've got a well-deserved round of applause because you went for 32 seconds on that. Well done, Tim.
What were you talking about?
I don't know. Will you tell us what you were talking about?
Well, that was the most famous Elvis Presley. I'm perhaps you're too young to remember it, Nicholas. But that's the talky bit in the middle of Are You Lonesome Tonight?
Really?
Yes.
Right, so Tim... You were challenged for repetition, Tony. You have 32 seconds. Elvis Presley, starting now.
What a singer that man was. I know that's a little bit of an obvious statement, but he wasn't brilliant.
Tim, challenge.
Two wazzies.
Wazzies.
I'm saying wasn't.
Wasn't. Was.
The last one was wasn't.
Yeah, but wasn't is an
no, wasn't.
Alliteration. Is what should have been. You should have said was not.
I think you're allowed to say wasn't. I listened to a show about 19 years ago on tape and definitely somebody said wasn't on it and got away.
Colloquially speaking, people say wasn't.
Oh, right. Correctly,
well, so what, in this show we're not allowed to use apostrophe?
No one does. I bow to popular opinion. Oh, I know how to win my audience. Right. So, Tony, you have a point for that, because an incorrect challenge. 27 seconds. Elvis Presley starting now.
Elvis Presley couldn't act because he didn't.
Linda, challenge.
A bit of a hesitation, I thought.
There was. He looked at me and said, there you are. Sucks to you, so...
Also,
yes, there was, wasn't there. Mm.
Yeah. Yeah, wasn't there, yes. Right, so who challenged? I've forgotten now. It was...
Linda,
yes, well done, Linda. Lovely to hear from you. 22 seconds. Elvis Presley with you, Linda, starting now.
Elvis Presley has a lot in common with my Uncle John in that they both died in the toilet. My Uncle John, however...
Tony challenged.
Yes, a repetition of Uncle John.
Uncle John, yes. Yeah. Tony, 15 seconds, Elvis Presley starting now.
For such a talented fellow, he developed a huge attraction to burgers. He would stuff them in his mouth. That's the best place to put them, I've always found. And it would inspire him to sing when he did his gigs in Las Vegas towards the end of his career, when he was wider and ever...
So Tony Hawks was then speaking as the whistle went, gained that extra point for doing so. And with others in the round, he's moved forward. He's now in the lead ahead of Tim Rice and Chris Neal, equal in second place. And then Linda and Chris Neal, your turn to begin. The subject is writing a letter of complaint. Tell us something about that subject in this game, starting now.
My old dad always used to say, if a brick through the window don't work, write a letter of complaint. And he wasn't wrong. I've spent many a fine afternoon or morning at my computer, or previously in the past a typewriter.
Tim, you challenge.
I'm afraid that was a definite hesitation.
That was hesitation, Tim, so you have the subject. You have 46 seconds. Writing a letter of complaint, starting now.
I think when you write a letter of complaint, you should use the very gentle approach. Be very kind.
Chris?
Repetition of
various. Yes, you got in first. There are now 40 seconds. Writing a letter of complaint, starting now.
I had an extremely long correspondence with an oven manufacturer about a fan that went wrong. Fascinating, I know. And you probably want it...
Linda, challenge.
He said.
Oh, yes, he did, didn't he? Pretty sharp, but correct, yes, Linda. 32 seconds. Writing a letter of complaint, starting now.
Writing a letter of complaint is something I've always meant to do. In fact, on many occasions I've thought, I'm going to write a letter of complaint. The only problem is I can never be asked to actually do it. I think I'm not alone in this. We, many of us, get angry about things, and it occurs to...
Tim challenge.
I think, again, hesitation.
Yes, you're right, Tim.
Was it hesitation or passion?
It was a passionate hesitation. But in the rules of just a minute, the person who presses first gets the subject. 13 seconds with you now, Tim, starting.
Letters of complaint never work. It is a fatal mistake even to embark upon such a distressing...
Chris Challenge. Chris
Deviation, they do. I got my fan repaired for free.
Give Chris Neal a bonus point for that interjection. But Tim was interrupted, so he gets a point, and he still has 7 seconds, starting now.
There are, of course, other ways of dealing with the problem. You can suck up to the fan manufacturer in a disgusting and possibly...
So Tim Rice will then, speaking as the whistle, Wayne, gain that extra point, and he's leapt forward. He's now in the lead, just ahead of Tony. Chris Neal, equal in second place, Linda in third place. And Linda, your turn to begin. The subject, double-deckers. Tell us something about those in this game, starting now.
Double Deckers used to be a chocolate bar. It had an advert on television where the jingle went, double deckers, double deckers, la-dee-da, double deckers.
You couldn't believe you got away with it for a bit, did you?
Yes, well, I thought she was going to repeat... I was convinced she was going to go la-dee-da twice and I was going to get her on la or dee or da. But cleverly, she stopped.
And do you know what you've got me, Tony? You've got me a bonus
point. I have, yes.
You can repeat the subject on the card, yeah, either if it's a phrase or any word in the phrase. So double-deckers, it is with you still, Linda, and another point, 49 seconds, starting now.
Double-deckers, double-deckers, ning-nang-noo. Double-deckers, double-deckers, tum-to-dee.
Tim Richards.
Repetition of D.
Oh,
yes.
Actually, I'm quite pleased. I thought Tim was about to tell me that was one of his lyrics and I owe him a few.
So, Tim, you've got in on double-deckers and you have 41 seconds double-deckers with you, Tim, starting now.
Any sane person on hearing the expression double-deckers would think of buses that run on routes like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Chris Challenged.
No, the number 2 is a single-decker.
Can you prove it?
Well, I haven't got one in my pocket.
But we give you the benefit of the doubt, Chris, and I will try and redress the balance sometime later with you, Tim. 32 seconds, double-deckers, starting now.
Ken Livingstone, the lovely mayor of London... Oh. I said that and then couldn't continue, right?
Yes. He paused and got a big laugh. Says something, doesn't it? Yes, Linda, you challenge.
Yes, hesitation,
yes,
I'm afraid.
Yes, indeed. 29 seconds on Double Deckers, Linda, starting now.
Double Deckers was also the name of a rather fine children's television programme.
Tony, challenge.
Repetition of name. I think in your first thing you were going on about, yes, it was the name of a chocolate bar.
I know, I said it was a chocolate bar, not the name of.
Well, I was just hoping nobody was listening.
Well done, Linda. You've told them the facts. 25 seconds on Double Deckers with you, Linda, starting now.
Brains, Donut, Tiger and Sticks were popular characters in that entertainment feast that I mentioned before in a way that was unrepetitious, unlike the interjection from my colleague here, Tony, who appeared to mishear. However, it was a wonderful show with musical adventures of these young people on a double-decker bus. It was all presided over by Albert, the grouchy one, who was played by Melvin Hayes.
So Linda Smith started with a subject, lost it, got it back again and kept going till the whistle went, gained an extra point. She's now equal with Chris Neal in second place. And they're just behind Tim Rice, our leader, and Tony Hawks follows. And Tony, you begin the next round. The subject is skiing. Tell us something about skiing in just a minute, starting now.
Yes, skiing. Downhill skiing. I've always thought that prefix is unnecessary. I've tried uphill skiing. It's a disappointment, frankly. The Brits don't do very well at skiing, traditionally, largely because we don't have enough mountains. I think there should be...
Chris Challenge.
I heard the word don't. I've never heard it before. Does he mean do not?
Are you being sarcastic now or challenging?
No, I'm questioning whether that's English language.
Ooh. It's perfectly correct colloquial English language. Now he's been
seems to have picked up Nicholas's almost Joycean aversion to punctuation.
Joycean?
It's
indeed.
He didn't like the apostrophe.
What, James Joyce?
He's the one, yeah.
Maybe Auntie Joyce.
No, Joyce Grenfell. Yes, funny old girl, didn't like apostrophes. No,
she hated them. Like cats, hated apostrophes.
I'm sure Joyce Grenfell never used an apostrophe. Anyway, it doesn't matter. 42 seconds. Tony, you've got another point on skiing, starting now.
We always do appallingly in the Winter Olympics. There should be an event called tobogganing down an unsuitable hill with insufficient snow on a bin liner or tray. Then we could get out there. We'd be the best in the world. Nobody could match us if we took out an entire family just enjoying the view. Extra points. That's what we need. And I am the man to introduce it. I'm going to write a letter of complaint immediately to Switzerland and say to them, you've got your watches, you've got your range of peaks.
Yes, they all heard it.
Well, I hate myself, but
But that is the game, Linda, so you have to do it, don't you? If you hadn't done it, one of the other two would have done.
You've got to be cruel.
Anyway, he went for quite a long while. He had a good innings there.
Yeah, he didn't have a bad innings, did he, really? What's he moaning about? I don't know. Yeah.
You've got 12 seconds still available on skiing, starting now.
Skiing is a sport I've never attempted. I'm too tall.
Tim, challenge.
I think deviation. She's not entitled to speak about it.
Tim, in this game, even if you've never heard of it, you've still got to try and speak about it.
I withdraw my... withdraw my cruel and callous...
Would that be a deviation?
Challenge.
Would that be a deviation? Because whatever way it was incorrect anyway.
I think I was wrong. I'm sorry. I've been away from the game too long.
No, it's lovely to hear from you, always.
He doesn't get many visitors.
Another point to you,
Linda. It's good of you to come. I know it's two buses.
One double-decker, actually. And it's route two.
And you entertain them by doing that piece from Elvis Presley on them.
I'll do it again soon.
No, right. No, we want to keep the audience. 9 seconds, Linda, on skiing starting now.
Skiing always seems so dangerous that before you've even got to them.
Tony, challenge.
Was that a sort of non-sentence sort of hesitation?
Yes, I think it was.
I didn't notice.
I'd like to see that sentence spelt out.
Well, no pasta was in it anyway. No, it was a stumble, which we call hesitation, Tony. So you have a correct challenge, and you have 5 seconds skiing starting now.
I'm fond of skiing. I've never done it with Nicholas Parsons. Don't intend to.
Well, Tony got some points then, including one for speaking as a whistle. It's a very even game, if you're interested in the point situation. They're all almost equal in first place. 1 point separates them all. Well, 1 point separates them in descending order. Tony Hawkes, Tim Rice, Linda Smith and Chris Neal. And Tim, your turn to begin. The subject is the stars. Tell us something about the stars in just a minute, starting now.
One of the greatest stars in show business was Elvis Presley. An even greater star was Beetlejuice, or is the star of that name.
Tony challenge.
I'm afraid there was a hesitation.
There was a hesitation.
No, it was more of a pregnant pause, I think.
But nearly giving birth, I think.
50 seconds. Tony, with you, the stars, starting now.
I want to fall from the stars straight into your arms, sang Mick Hucknall in his hit of many years ago. Painful, I thought. You'd want somebody at the top of a step ladder. Oh, hello.
Right, yes, I know what you're going to say, Linda. You have the subject, you have 38 seconds. Oh. The stars, with you, starting now.
The stars are studied by Patrick Moore on his excellent programme, The Sky at Night. I love that man. He looks like a badly upholstered armchair wearing a monocle. And on he goes in that exciting way of his. It's now a fashion for people to have stars named after them.
Who challenged? Tim?
Yes, I thought there was a repetition coming up, but I'm afraid there wasn't.
Coming up?
There's one coming up.
Coming up? What are you, psychic?
Yes. Yeah.
19 seconds. Linda has another point. The stars are starting now.
All the romance is taken out of the stars if you look up to the sky and say...
Tony challenge.
Repetition of skies.
You had the sky before
true,
when you talked
right.
about...
Yep.
Patrick Moore, right. 13 seconds with you, Tony, on the stars, starting now.
Some of us belong...
Who's challenged?
Well, deviation from normal words. I mean, what? What's that? You've got to make some sort of sense, even with an apostrophe.
I was singing.
Do you think he was trying to play the game in a sort of club style?
Yes.
Chris, because they enjoyed your interjection, give you a bonus point. No one's ever had so many bonus points in one show before. But, Tony, you weren't interrupted because it wasn't a correct challenge. 11 seconds, the stars are starting now.
There's nothing I like more than to go on a walk along a moonlit beach and look up at the stars. And...
Tim challenge.
Well, deviation, if it was a moonlit beach, you wouldn't be able to see the stars. I mean, if it was the moonlight was that bright, you wouldn't see the stars.
No.
If it was a cloudy night, you wouldn't see the stars.
Yeah, but it wasn't. It was a moonlit night.
You'd see a smattering, stars. To be honest. It wouldn't be spectacular.
No, well, he's...
It could even be disappointing.
I was going to go on to express how disappointing it was.
And I disagree with the challenge, so you have 4 more seconds, Tony. The stars are starting now.
And I could hardly see any stars.
Tim, challenge.
C. You said C before.
C, yes, before. Well done. Tim. Hooray! You've got in. 2 seconds to go. The stars starting now.
Barry Manilow is...
I've just had a message that we're moving into the last round. Well, I was rather thankful, really, afterwards. But thank you for your reaction to that. I'll give you the situation point-wise as we move into the last round, because it's all very close. Chris Neil is only just in fourth place, a little way behind Linda Smith, who's 1 point behind Tony Hawkes, who's 1 point behind Tim Wrights, in that order. So all to play for, even with you, Chris. And the subject is... power cut. Linda, it's your turn to begin, and you start now.
Power cuts. I remember power cuts from my childhood. When the lights would go out in the evening, it was all down to that portly matelot Edward Heath. At the time, the Prime Minister of this fair land, we would sit around candles. Goodness me, I think now, wasn't the past a load of rubbish? Apart from that...
Tim challenge.
This is... I mean, there wasn't really any structure to that last sentence. It was... just slowly dying, and I thought I'd put it out of its misery. Yeah. I mean, it was deviation, really. Drivel is the word I'm looking for.
I think if we're going to buzz for drivel, we won't get very far in this show, will we?
I
appreciate your notes.
Yeah. You won't win any points poetically for wasn't the past a load of rubbish. But I suppose it's within the rules.
As long as you keep going, even if you're boring or uninteresting, and
A lot of us keep getting asked back.
I thought it was absolutely carry. I wonder
so,
what
some the... of us have based a career around that.
Incorrect challenge, Tim. Linda, you still have the subject, power cuts, and there are 39 seconds starting now.
It was miserable indeed in the gloom of power cuts. The gloaming settled around us in the most alarming way.
Chris, challenge.
Deviation. She's making too much sense. It's too good for words. And I'd like to hear more.
It was very dramatic. You've interrupted her, and she wasn't hesitating, deviating, or pausing. There are 30 seconds. Power cuts with you, Linda, starting now.
Power cuts happen these days. Often small power cuts occur in my district when the fridge and the freezer go off for a little while. It's almost as if the national grid is having a little stroke. And
Chris Challenge.
Was there a repetition of little?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Well,
well done, Chris. You've got 18 seconds. Tell us something about power cuts starting now.
I'm glad I've got this subject. I've got an enormous amount to say on it. Power cuts...
Linda, your challenge?
Well, hesitation, but also, yes, it's a lovely subject, isn't it?
Linda... 12 seconds. Power cuts starting now.
Power cuts are exciting, marvellous, scintillating things. The world...
Chris, Tim challenge.
Repetition of things.
Yes, you said about things I, before. Yes,
I,
you did,
oh,
yes.
Oh, phony, yeah. Oh. Well, yeah, I'm not arguing with you.
And I couldn't... I had a deviation. I don't think they're exciting at all. 9 seconds. And, of course, the things can happen exciting when you're there.
No.
9 seconds, Tim, with you. Power cuts starting now.
Should there be a power cut?
Linda Chavis.
Hesitation.
No. No, Tim.
Should no, there no. be a power cut? I think the mob are with me. I don't... don't rile them up. Don't rile them up.
Mob. Linda, the mob are with you. I think you brought them in, actually, but the... But that, I will not... No, no, that one. I'm giving you the benefit of the doubt. Tim, you have another point. You have 7 seconds. Power cuts, starting now.
If there were to be...
Chris Challenge.
That definitely was a hesitation. You said starting now and there was a gap.
That's only because the audience are making sort of a row.
Well, that's not... What's that got to do with it?
He was intimidated by the audience. So, no...
So suddenly there's now either deviation, repetition, hesitation, or audience get the better of you.
I'll tell you what, Nicholas, why don't you just give me a bonus point and then we'll forget all about it?
No, I don't give that as a
point. Let's ask Tim. Tim,
yes?
Do you think you hesitated between those two words?
I was demonstrating what would happen if there were to be a power cut during my speech. But
right at the beginning of the show, I gave the benefit of the doubt to Chris Neil against you, Tim. So I'm redressing the balance now and giving you the benefit of the doubt against Chris Neil. So you have 6 seconds.
What a man you are.
And you can bring the power cuts to a close if you want to, starting now.
Power cuts are extremely annoying events, and they can change your...
So, we have no more time to play. Just a minute, let me give you the final situation. Chris Neil, who hasn't played the game for a while, came back and with a tremendous flourish and a lot of words but few points. And, great contribution. Lovely to have you with us. Right. Fourth place, but only a little way behind Tony Hawks, our sometimes winner. And he was... Great, great situation there in second place. Only 2 points behind Linda Smith. Wonderful contribution from Linda, as always. But out in the lead, surprisingly, but magnificently, with 20 points, the Elvis Presley look-alike, Tim Rice. We do hope you've enjoyed this edition of Just a Minute. It only remains to say thank you to these four delightful players of the game. Tim Rice, Chris Neil, Linda Smith and Tony Hawks. I think Janet Staplehurst has helped me with the score. She's blown her whistle with such charm every time the 60 seconds disappeared. We thank our producer, Claire Jones. We are indebted to Ian Messiter, who created this delightful game. And we are very indebted to this vociferous audience here in the Mermaid Theatre in London, who have cheered us on our way. From our audience here, from me, Nicholas Parsons, and the panel, goodbye. Tune in the next time we play Just a Minute.